Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, you had a conversation with Ken Lovett yesterday of the Daily News for your Capital Connection program, and he talked about the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, coming into an editorial board meeting and saying, quote, he wanted to break what is, in essence, one of the only remaining public monopolies, the public education system in New York, and now the Working Families Party has launched an attack based on that, quote.
Let's go back in time a little bit there, David. The Working Families Party, which is the progressive side of the Democratic Party, basically, had a convention and is heavily backed by some very strong unions. But there was almost a rebellion by the populace who vote in the Working Families Party, and they wanted Zephyr Teachout. The mayor of New York had to come in and save Cuomo's hash and insist that he be the nominee. And because he has progressive credentials, Bill de Blasio, he won the day. But I have a feeling Cuomo was very angry about this, because what happened was he had to give up on all kinds of liberal things that he might not have been for otherwise. He was for, like a Democratic state senate and some of the other things. Well, as a result of this, we think he went out and formed the Women's Equality Party. And that's going to detract from the working families' numbers on the ballot. Some people think this was a strategic way of sort of getting even with the working families people, because the way that you get a ballot position in New York State is how many votes you got in the last gubernatorial election. So you could be line D or line C or not at all, depending on this. Now, along comes Cuomo, and he alienates the very group that saved him by suggesting that they had a monopoly, their union and their teachers had a monopoly on education in New York. We know he's been fiercely for charter schools, and that was a big fight with Bill de Blasio, too, who ran on an anti-charter school ticket. So where we are now is that Cuomo has really gotten himself into trouble with the working families people, and he's in what some people think of as a get-even mood with the Working Families Party.
With the election next Tuesday, could this hurt him at the polls?
David, it's an interesting question you ask. The Working Families Party was in a position to be the alternative to the Democrats if they had done Zephyr Teachout as their candidate. Instead, they didn't. And now, as a result of that, the only other place that the progressives can go in New York State to register a negative comment on Cuomo is going to be the Green Party with Howie Hawkins, who has been polling at an amazing 9 or almost 10%. And if, in fact, Hawkins comes on strong, every single one of those votes for Howie Hawkins will have come out of the Cuomo count. No question about it.